This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Let's go, indeed. It is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. He's Michael. He's smiling already because he's already halfway to Biloxi, Mississippi. I'm Patrick Maher. This is VSiN, the sports betting network. And you heard the new music coming out. I'm going
to
tell you something.
Music. I was hoping we'd get Springsteen something in the night, but I guess we couldn't get that one, huh? To talk to the boss about that.
We couldn't get it cleared with the copyrights, but you could see already VSiN. Great job, Mikhail and Stephen Bonbeck at Circa.
Look, it looks beautiful.
Michael Lombardi right there on the screen. I mean, I'm going to tell you something right now. The feedback with the new lineup and the new daily newsletter and becoming a VSiN pro over at VSiN.com, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive and awesome.
Right. It's great. It's good to see it. You know, I'm excited to be back. I'm excited for the football season. You know, I mean, look, it's the perfect time of the year for all of us, you know, and I think that ultimately, this is all going to pay. We even look better in this camera, which I thought would be impossible to do.
I didn't think you could get more handsome, but you just got more handsome.
That's not it.
The Backyard Brawl is back, of course. West Virginia Pitt. We're going to get into that game in a little bit. You can go to VSiN right now and get a free winner on West Virginia Pitt, which is an interesting matchup. You do realize, as we sit here September 1st, you do realize 7 days from now we kick off the NFL season. Are you aware of this, my friend?
Yes, I'm fully aware of it. Yes, I am. I'm fully aware of it. I completely am in tune to it. I'm excited for it. I'm ready for it. I've been working on my notes. I've been working on a lot of opening day games. I think, you know, last year, Buffalo, excuse me, I have to sneeze on the first time I'm in HD. I mean, like, seriously, I couldn't have waited to sneeze till the break. God, Patrick.
You're killing me.
I'm killing it. I mean, I got to start. Listen. Can I have a mulligan to start the show over? Can we play the music again and get going?
You can't because we have breaking news. I just told you we're going to kick the season off here at SoFi with the Bills laying 2.5 at the Rams. However, Michael Lombardi, as we kick off the show on this Thursday, September 1st, your boy Russell Wilson has signed a 5-year extension worth up to $245. He's going to get $165 guaranteed. So essentially, he's locked up with Denver for the next 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, did we not call this or not? I mean, this is kind of what we talked about, right? I mean, we've talked all along that this was going to occur, that we felt like it would happen, and I think clearly the case it did. And I find it interesting, Patrick, that he did not get a fully guaranteed contract. He had one more year left on his deal. So he had really 2 more years. So they ripped that up and then they extend them out. Now, how they spread the money out, I don't know. But I think it was clearly it's a great contract for Russell at his age. It's a kind of a message to Lamar that I think it's time for you to get a contract signed. And it's also, the league is not necessarily tied to the Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed deal.
That is the fascinating part. You just said it. So how does Deshaun turn around and get fully guaranteed going through what he was going through? I understand the Cleveland Browns needed a carrot, but how does he get that fully guaranteed, which is now the benchmark for Lamar Jackson? And then Russell Wilson, who's got a Super Bowl, turns around and doesn't get the fully guaranteed.
Yeah, that I can't answer. I don't know how that works out. I really don't understand how that would be in play. Because when you look at this, we know the Browns had to do something desperate to get in, right? They were out. He didn't want to go there, and all of a sudden they got back in. But and we know now that this was the case. So I think ultimately it's a situation where this Lamar should say, okay. You know, the thing Lamar has going for him, I think Randy Mueller talked about this on Twitter, that Lamar is so young. You know, Lamar's really young. He's as young as any of these rookie quarterbacks. I mean, I think he's as young as Kenny Pickett, frankly. So he's going to have another bite of the apple. If he did a 4-year deal with Baltimore and went back into it, I mean, there's no telling where this market's going to go.
You know, the expectations are sky high for the Denver Broncos. You do realize right now over at DraftKings they're sitting 10 as far as the season win total. And you take a look in division, I think they're plus 260 in that brutal division. So this is a team right now that has brand new head coach, brand new quarterback, and expectations are sky high right now for the Broncos.
Right. I think to me, you know, there's no doubt that they put all their chips in on the table into this season. There's no doubt about that. And I think ultimately, you know, as we go forward, it's going to continue to be the pressure. He's going to have to play better, though, Patrick. Let's be honest. Let's have that honest conversation with each other.
He wasn't great last year, Michael.
Let's have that honest conversation with each other and say, okay, you got to have to play better. I mean, there's no doubt you're going to have to play better.
He's going to have to play. By the way, shot for the best number. You see BetMGM 9.5 on the Broncos. Over at DraftKings, they're sitting 10. So let's discuss that. He ain't young, so we should discuss the idea of Russell Wilson. 7 years is a long time, but let's talk about this year in a vacuum. You see they're plus 260 in division. The Chiefs favored, the second betting favorite, the Chargers at plus 250. So a nominal difference there between the Broncos. Do you expect last year to be looked at as an aberration for Wilson and him to pop this year in year one with the Broncos?
You know, I do. I think he'll play better. I think always that rejuvenation, new contract. I mean, there's nothing to stop him from playing well unless he decides he doesn't want to move in the pocket, unless he decides that he can't move in the pocket or there's a deficit in his athletic skill set, right? You know, last year he didn't run. He didn't move. He didn't make those plays. Maybe he'd been hit too many times in Seattle. That's always a factor when you're evaluating quarterbacks. How many times has he gotten hit? I think this offense is tailor-made for him. I think they've got a really good running game. They've got good receivers, even though they lost Patrick to an injury. But Hamler comes back. They've got Cortland Sutton. I think they're really primed for it. I mean, look, I've been on Denver for 3 years waiting for them to be a good team.
Yes,
they just haven't had a quarterback, right? I've been all over Denver. I think they have a good DT. All the things, they've got players on every single level of their defense that can make plays. Their offensive line isn't great, but it's good enough. You know, they've got receivers. They've got two really good running backs. I think the Williams with Gordon, those are two good players. So there's no more excuses. I mean, Russell needs to step up and step in.
So I'm going to put it on you. BetMGM, do you like the over 9.5? Or DraftKings, do you like the under 10 on the Broncos? Let's put you on the spot here.
I like over 9.5.
Okay.
I like
10
over 9.5.
Okay, so if we get to 10, you get your win over 9.5.
Yeah.
10 push, you get your money back at DraftKings on the season win total. The natural extension, and you nailed it to start the segment, would be Lamar Jackson, right? So 10 days until Baltimore gets their season going. He essentially said the team hasn't made an offer. Do you believe this?
You know, I find it hard to believe, but, you know, I could see that. I mean, look, this is a challenging contract to do. When you don't have representation in the room, it's very challenging, you know. And if your mom's going to handle it, like for me, I wouldn't be ever, would I ever be dealing with, you know, a player without an agent. I mean, to me, that would be too difficult, right? That would be way too difficult. So I can't imagine they haven't made an offer. I mean, Baltimore's acting like they have had. We've read DaCosta's commentary on it, but I haven't seen that they have.
And what Michael's referring to is Lamar Jackson and his mother are handling the negotiations. To your point, too many feelings get involved. That is just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and I think too, Patrick, I think when you look at it, I think you have to say to yourself, okay, what is fair, what's not fair, and who understands the market? Let's take Darren Waller, for example. Okay, Darren Waller, you know, he's got 2 more years left on a contract, plus he's got the Raiders could franchise him. He's 30 years old, all right? He wants a new contract. He deserves a new contract. He's a really good player. He's underpaid. The market has kind of gotten away from him. His agent didn't want to count the 3 years that the Raiders had, went back and forth. Finally, as they couldn't get anything done, they've offered to pay him a lot of money. And yet they couldn't seem to get him to understand how it all adds up. And eventually he's now fired his agent and hired Drew Rosenhaus, and I expect him to get a new contract. But do you see where I'm going here? When you don't somebody, it's hard to reason with somebody who doesn't know and understand the logistics of how everything works within the NFL. That's not to say someone new can't come into it, someone that doesn't understand. But you've got to understand contractual law. And you've got to understand how to negotiate and how to put things together. And I think that's really the issue.
So 33, he'll be 34, Russell Wilson, in November. So he's tied up through 40. We talked about Christian Kirk resetting the wide receiver market. How about Tom Brady resetting the quarterback market, playing until he's 45? Here's the irony. We talked about the Broncos, you're high on them, and we're talking about the Baltimore Ravens, the situation with Lamar to the side. You're high on that team as well. You see BetMGM has them 10.5, their favorites in that division, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt. So, look, I think when you look at Baltimore, I like them. I think they've improved their team. Their offensive line is better. I'm concerned where they go with Mike McDowell. They wanted to blitz less. They wanted to change what they were doing from Don Martindale. We'll see how that works out, right? So that's a little bit of a question mark. Can they generate pass rush? Are they going to be able to get to the quarterback? I think they'll be better. Certainly they're going to be better in the back end. I mean, they were bad on defense last year, and they had no players. You know, they had no players, and they gave up way too many big plays. And I think if Lamar, the way he looks to me, Patrick, his physicality, his size, the way he looks, wow. I think he's going to have a hell of a year. I would put some money on him for MVP. You know, I really would. So, you know, I think to me, that's something I think could easily happen. So I like Baltimore. I like the whole team. They have the best field goal kicker, even though this is a field goal kicking division. There's a lot to like about him.
You know, Lamar looks good, but not as good as when I saw you in that new camera HD here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And you know what else? We've got pro tips. Remember, VSiN Pro subscribers are going to get 20 pro tips across the day from every show, 1 hour. And we've got a pro tip coming up with Vinny Maliulo here on the Lombardi Line. We'll start with the first pro tip. Get the sneezes out before the show starts.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, like, seriously, like, how do I sneeze right when the show starts? It doesn't make any sense.
You know how much we know each other? I got the bless you in before the sneeze came out. That's when you know you're simpatico. Hey,
it's good to be back, Joe Patrick.
It's good to be back. Speaking of which, when we were gone, something happened with Jimmy Garoppolo, and I've been waiting with bated breath to get Michael Lombardi's response. That's coming up next here on the Lombardi Line.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Remember, VSiN Pro subscribers get access to an arsenal of exclusive betting tools. Included in that arsenal, of course, are your betting splits. They have to be in the Pro because these are the best betting splits as far as accurate information in the industry. Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits. You want to know where the money and the bets are moving for every game. The betting splits page is updated every 10 minutes. We got you covered. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. And again, remember, that's part of the Pro Tools. The new and improved, not just lineup here at VSiN, the new and improved look for us here on the Lombardi Line. Look sharp, Michael Lombardi there. I'm Patrick Maher here. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So I didn't even text you about this because I wanted to hear your reaction in real time.
Uh-oh.
Michael Lombardi,
okay.
You've been out in front of this Jimmy G and Trey Lance situation for a long time. Not to go over it too much, but Michael had a pretty good inkling that Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. Management may have wanted Trey Lance, and here we sit today. Here is a tweet from August 30th, M. Lombardi NFL. Whatever the reason for bringing Jimmy G back, it is by far the best football decision for the 49ers. Regardless of how they got here, it was the right thing to do. As Al Davis once said, I'm not looking to be consistent, I'm looking to be correct. What the hell happened here? And also tell me, why would Jimmy G take less money?
Let's start there, right? So Don Yee, to me, I think he played this perfectly. I think Don Yee handled it. First of all, the $25 million was not a number. It wasn't there. Nobody was paying $25 million. Nobody was paying it, right? It was out there. It was on the books, but it was never happening. It wasn't guaranteed. This isn't a Baker Mayfield. I'm taking less money to get it back in incentives. This is a fake number. Right? Whoever was taking Jimmy G, trade or otherwise, was reducing the number. How much of a reduction, we didn't know based on level of interest. Once it was determined by Don that it was going to be Seattle at X amount, now all of a sudden he can come back to San Francisco. Once San Francisco came back to him and said, you know, we might want to keep Jimmy G around a little while. You know, it's, you know, would he mind being a backup? We'll pay him really well. We'll give him a bunch of incentives. Yeah, let's take him on. And I think that's ultimately, I think that plane ride back from Houston, Kyle said, as we predicted here on the show, Kyle had that epiphany saying, this might not be very good right now. Like, I'm not saying it's not going to work, but I'm saying it might not work right this year. And if I'm going to run this guy a lot, like I think I have to, then perhaps I'm going to need a really good backup because he might get hurt. And there's a good chance. I mean, he got hurt last year. Like, there's a good chance of that. So I think this was the best decision. Now, they can spin it any way they want, right? But he was on the other field. He was practicing with you and me, Patrick.
Yes.
He was on the other field, right? So, like, don't tell me now, don't insult my intelligence that he was part of, you know, this was always part of our master plan. Like, come on. Like, I give Howard Vollmer credit when he released his statements. Howard Varner, he said, hey, look, I'll be really clear. I'm taking the money, all right? You can get mad at me all you want. I'm taking the money, all right?
Exactly.
I respect you, Harold. I give you all the props. You said it. Just tell us, hey, look, this wasn't what we ideally thought would happen, but it worked out better for us. What's wrong with that?
Here's what we do know. After the practices and then the preseason game in Houston, Kyle Shanahan, Houston airport to San Francisco airport, had to come to Jesus in that airplane. And you go on to mention M. Lombardi NFL on Twitter. You said this, which I think is an interesting point. You said, if Jimmy G was part of the plans the whole entire time, why wasn't he practicing with the team? Once again, the cover-up is more damaging than the truth.
Yeah, I mean, is it not? I mean, is it not? I mean,
Doesn't look good.
I mean, all you got to do is come out and say, hey, look, we thought, you know, Jimmy would have a market. He didn't have one. Put it on Jimmy. Don't even make it about Lance. Once we found out that we couldn't trade Jimmy, once we found out that, you know, he didn't have a market, then we went to Don Yee and said, hey, is there any way we can fix this problem? This doesn't affect, however you want to say it, but don't say this is always part of our plan. This is a smart move. Take credit for being adaptable. Take credit for being willing to change, willing to make something that's right. This is the best football decision they could have ever made.
How can this be Trey Lance's team with Jimmy being there? Somehow the fact that Lance is a year away might
that's
be the main
the complicated.
Reason he is not
that's
moving.
The comp. That's when it gets complicated and dirty, and that's when it gets all sorts of, we got a lot of, you know, intrigue coming in here, because how can it really be? They said it back in February. It couldn't be Trey Lance's team with Jimmy around because they thought they were going to get something for Jimmy. But then all of a sudden the shoulder injury happened, and all of a sudden he couldn't get anything. He couldn't get any. Remember, I've said this. He's asked coaches at the owners' meetings, aren't you interested in Jimmy? Like, they couldn't
he
get
did.
Any interest in Jimmy. I think Amal had basically killed Jimmy through the NFL, and nobody wanted to touch him. We'll blame it on Amal. Why not? He's got a new show for 2 hours right after us.
You can check out Amal and Dave Ross right after the Lombardi line. And again, RIP to Jimmy G by way of Amal Shaw. By the way, Tim Kawakami, nobody covers the 49ers better than he.
For years.
He will join us later in the show to discuss the Jimmy G situation. So here, this is what we do. We bet. We're a betting network. So let me ask you the question. Does this become a problem? Does this loom over the 49ers? I got them sitting 10.5 at BetMGM. I'll get you the DraftKings number. But listen, the expectations are Super Bowl. What happens here?
Yeah. Well, I think, look, in this same building, in this exact same building, there was a similar situation, different but similar. There was Steve Young took over a playoff game in 1987. The 49ers were losing to the Minnesota Vikings in Candlestick Park. And Joe played poorly. And Bill benched Joe, I think, in the third quarter. And Steve Young brought him back. The next year, there was some conversation, who should they trade, who shouldn't they trade, right? They went through that. They decided to keep both. They didn't get enough offer for either player that was worthwhile. And nobody wanted to trade Joe, and Steve didn't have enough tape to really justify it. So Bill went into the season and basically played both of them. He played both of them. Went back and forth. By the 12th game of the year, the team basically said to Bill, hey, you got to make up your mind. You know, what are you doing? Like, this is messing up our locker room. And he went with Montana. They went on to beat the Cincinnati Bengals in the playoff game in the Super Bowl, and the rest is history. Montana ended up going to Kansas City a couple years later. So it's not – even Walsh couldn't manage two of them. Now, Trey Lance doesn't have the stature or the clout that Young had. But let's face it, Young at that time didn't have much either. He was coming off bad experience in Tampa Bay. However, I think Kyle's going to have to be very delicate how he manages this. I think Kyle's probably feeling like, look, I'll see how it goes. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. I'll deal with it when I get to it. right now my focus is on how am I going to move the ball against Chicago with Trey Lance at quarterback, and I keep his confidence and the team's confidence in him. That's going to be critical. How do I keep the team's confidence in him?
That's the key part. I want to follow up with that point in just a second. We just mentioned BetMGM has the 49ers 10.5. If you want to go over the bet total on the 49ers this year, go to DraftKings. They've got them sitting at 10. You see the Super Bowl odds. You can throw that up, Stephen Bond. They're tied with, ironically enough, the team we just discussed, the Broncos, at 16-1. So you're, what are they? Your sixth betting favorite to win a Super Bowl, the 49ers. Expectations are sky high. Go back to what you just said, because I think that's the poignant part. The idea... Well, let me just ask you this way. If we were to ask the vets and that 49er team, who you want to see under center, who do you feel more comfortable with? Come on. They're going to tell you Jimmy Garoppolo. There's just no way.
I mean, it just tells you that. They're not. I mean, it's just fair. It's just it is what it is, right? Jimmy's pro tape is better than Lance's pro tape. Lance doesn't have enough pro tape. I mean, it's, you know what's kind of funny? I said this, just said this on my pod with Femi and the great Stephen Bond. I said, you know, when Lance was coming out, nobody was saying this, but there seemed to be, in the last couple of days and talking to people in the league, there's this perception now that Lance is really more of an athlete than a quarterback. That had he gone to a major school, Minnesota, or they might have moved his position.
Right.
That instinctively he just doesn't play. Now, I'm not ready to say that. I'm just saying that's what some people are saying. I don't think, and I urge people to not fall into this trap and listen to somebody suggesting you bet Lance for the MVP. That's a St. Jude's pick. I'll give you their number at the break. No problem. All right? They're just wasting your money betting on him for MVP. But that being said, I think there's going to be – it's going to need some instincts and some timing and some rhythm to get this, and there's no time for it. Kyle even admitted it. Patrick, he said, look, I wish he had more experience, but this it is what it is.
Okay, let's just be very clear. When they mortgaged the future and moved up to grab Lance, this wasn't the plan. This, whatever is happening right now for one of your Super Bowl favorites, and that's what we discuss, was not the plan. This is a disaster. I'm just being straight up with you. Outward looking in, it's a disaster.
Well, look, you know, and it goes back to what I've said. Christopher Sims has said the same thing. There's other people in the league that I think Seth Wickersham knows it. I mean, there's about 10 people that really know. Now, Twitter says you're completely wrong. They would know, certainly, those people that really would know, because they've talked to all these people, right? But he wanted Mac Jones. Say whatever you want.
When this news broke the other day, I just shook my head and laughed, and I was like, he did it again. The big guy did it again. Remember, becoming a VSiN pro gets you deep dives. We're going to take a deep dive with Vinny Maliulo next here on the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's football season, and bettors know this is money-making time. Nobody knows football like VSiN, and now's the time to become a VSiN subscriber. Become a VSiN pro and get our comprehensive college and pro guides. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools and prep for the college and pro football season. Our experts provide profiles of every team, power ratings. You get everything for $175 right now. It's half off. Make sure you go check it out. Become a pro. You get everything we offer. As a matter of fact, I was just as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. I was just taking a look. Adam Burke's got some great plays for week one. If you're a pro, you can go check those out right now. He's Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. We welcome
you back.
I
love the new design of the email, too. It looks great, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It's free. By the way, the email's free. Just enter your email address over there. It does. It really, listen, it sounds like we're shilling for the company. It's just there's a lot of excitement right now at VSiN as we head into another football season. It'll be, our fourth together, Michael Lombardi. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to talking to Vinny Maliulo, the Hall of Famer from behind the book there at the South Point. So, fellas, as we say hi to Vinny, fellas, think about it. We got a full slate of college football tonight with week one. Michael Lombardi, the backyard brawl, which you grew up with, West Virginia and Pitt, is back. Think of the irony running through this. First off, this is a rivalry dating back to 1895, but they haven't played in 11 years. Two USC quarterbacks. JT Daniels is now West Virginia. Kadon Slovis is now Pitt. Also, Graham Harrell. Think about that. Remember, now Graham Harrell's running the offense there at West Virginia, and now he was the offensive coordinator for JT and, of course, Kadon Slovis, and this is just amazing, 75 miles apart. This is going to be all West Virginia fans, Vinny Maliulo, but important here, this number opened 6.5 We've got a big time move. Hi, Vin.
What do you say, boys? Good to be with you. And here we are, officially football, right? That week zero thing, which was great. I still consider it to be week one last week. But either way, the important numbers are the ones we're talking about. 6.5 to start. Game did get as high as 8, but very briefly, and now 7.5, and it's settled in pretty nicely there. Total sitting right now at the South Point, 51.5, has come down from 54. But it's hard to believe that this being the rivalry that we're used to, that they haven't played in 11 years, guys. But people love it. I love when there are rivalry games earlier in the season, and particularly ones like this that are very regional. So this will be a terrific handle. We've got a nice schedule today to get this weekend rolling with the majority of the games, all the games actually going between 4 and 6 o'clock on the big rotation.
You know, Pitt is an interesting team. They go 11-3 last year, 7-1 in the conference, and obviously they lose Pickett. But they get Slovis, who, you know, remember last year, Vinny and Patrick, he started out as going to be the next great USC quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, yeah. Where I think this is a little bit in favor of Pitt is Pitt's returns, their whole offensive line is seniors. And yep. When you give Narducci that kind of line with a good running back and a quarterback, you know, that to me, you know, especially going against a West Virginia team. Look, I love Neil. You know, I think he does a great job. I just worry, Neil Brown, they play in that Big 12. Are they physical enough to handle what I think Pitt could do this year?
Well, Michael, let me just say this. You're getting the worst of the number as we sit here, because, Vinny, you can talk about this as a pro tip. We opened 6.5. It's through 7 to 7.5, but I don't think we've gone high enough with this number. And by the way, that total opened 54 down to 51. Couple of things. You mentioned Narduzzi. He's going to go stall ball this year. Remember, Whipple's gone, and they were up near the top as far as tempo and FBS. They bring in the BC coordinator, Michael Lombardi, who you know, who runs the ball 61% of the time. So this is going to look completely different than that tempo and Pickett offense under Whipple at Pittsburgh. Narduzzi wants to stall it out and slow it down. You mentioned Neil Brown. His staple for him in his tenure at West Virginia has been his defense, but just 4 starters return. Again, I don't think this number can get high enough at 7.5. Now, you want to bet it at 6.5, Vinny? Let's talk about that. As far as the movement, did you open 6.5 here?
Yeah, we did. We did open it at 6.5. And again, the beauty of these games is that they've been up for, you know, several months, right, guys? And we've had an opportunity to get some, you know, early intel, right? Initially, it's all about professional bettors jumping on board here. They laid that 6.5, and then it, you know, toggled between 7 and 7.5. I did mention that it did briefly get to 8. You may see 8 again today based on what we're talking about here, primarily these lines, you know, the offensive line of Pitt, which, Michael, I have to tell you, I'm glad you brought that point up because it's so important. And in contrast, I mean, it's a different game, but let's think about this. What's the big? There are two big questions at SC this year. We know that, you know, listen, Lincoln Riley's there, and they got the transfers at the skill positions there. But really, their offensive line is basically what they had last year, and they had trouble with their offensive line last year. We, on our side of the counter, and the reason I bring it up is because we've had to learn some lessons, particularly over the years, and we really are starting to get a better handle on it, about offensive lines and what they mean to teams in terms of continuity. You know what? And when we learn lessons, they're usually pretty expensive. When we learn lessons on our side of the counter, it's usually good to help stimulate the economy. I've always said bookmakers do more than the Fed sometimes to get this economy straightened out. So,
well, I think, you know, look, I like Neil Brown. Did a great job, you know, and I think he's a very good coach. I think this is a challenging position in terms of, look, the Don Nealon era, they did a great job recruiting in the East. They recruited Florida quite a bit. You know, Brown comes from Troy State, from the Alabama, can get into Florida. They've got a lot of young players on this team. I mean, their offensive line is filled with sophomores and redshirt and juniors, so they're going to have to. I like Pitt's offensive line, and if you had me between JT Daniels, who's been around, I mean, you talk about Martinez. Has JT Daniels been around for 110 years? I mean, seriously. Like, I'm sure he's on the pension.
Yeah, and Pitt's got starters. Listen, that's one of the best defenses last year in FBS. This is a good Pitt team, again. But let's talk, Vinny, just quickly. Maybe you can give the casual better just getting involved here an idea as far as timing the number. We always talk about timing the stock market is a dangerous ploy. But how about timing the number here? Because obviously 6.5 is the best of it because we're sitting 7.5. Do you have advice, new bettors, timing the number?
Yeah, what you want to do is this. I mean, you can't go back, right? You know, you're not going to see 6.5 in this game. So as a bettor now, what you want to do is say, look, you know, what am I seeing here? We did see some eights. It's probably going to go up. Pitt's going to get some attention. So if you're the casual bettor and you're interested in West Virginia, you still have time. You know, you got 7 o'clock East Coast time, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, to where you can watch this. If you see eight. Well, then see how long it takes. You know, is it going to toggle between 7.5 and 8, or is it going to go through 8 based on the things we're talking about here, particularly on the Pitt side? So, you know what? Here's what you have to realize as a novice bettor right now. You're not going to see 6.5 on this game
there
again.
There it is.
So, that disappeared right away.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt.
That's it, Michael. That 6.5 ain't coming back.
You know what? But also, I think the line movement's also telling you the line is going to Pitt, but the under's coming back down. You know, and so that's telling you that the faith that the book has in West Virginia offense is the same faith that I have. I'm not sure West Virginia with JT Daniels is going to be, just because they have JT Daniels, who was at, he was at SC, Georgia, now he's at West Virginia.
That's right.
That's a hell of a bus ticket to get. I don't think you get that bus ticket. I mean, Greyhound ain't operating that bus ticket. There's no chance.
Also, that's hilarious. But also important to note, Vinny, bettors, sharp bettors know this. This is going to be a completely different look, as I mentioned, for the Pitt offense. That's the reason, part of the reason you're seeing that total drop. Again, stall ball this year as opposed to tempo last year with Whipple, Vinny.
No doubt. And then the other part of it, too, guys, is this. If you're interested in the under, it's hard to bet under now, especially if you see 51. The fact of the matter is, you know, that it was 54. So sometimes it's a pass. Remember this. There's another tip for novice bettors. Sometimes the most important bet you make is the one the most important bet is the one you don't make. Maybe you pass on the total and look strictly at the number right now.
Yeah, and you know, Patrick, you mentioned the defense of Pitt. I mean, they're again loaded with redshirt seniors. I mean, they've got 8 seniors on that defense coming back from last year, and they've got a redshirt transfer at the money position. So, and this kid Shane Simon. So they're loaded over there. This will be a good team for. I'd be disappointed if Pitt wasn't a good team this year.
And what's Narduzzi? Narduzzi was the Michigan State defensive coordinator. He's always going to have a good defense, Michael Lombardi. Mm-hmm. He just wants to now. He doesn't want to go tempo. That was a little bit out of his comfort zone with Whipple. So he's going to slow it down. They're going to run the football, and they're going to defend. That is going to be Pitt football. It feels like we're going back to where they should be. And by the way, that was our pro tip for the hour. Remember, VSiN Pro subscribers, you get 20 a day, not just from the Lombardi line. That was Vinny talking about timing the number. That's our pro tip for the hour. You get 20 across the board when you become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Hey, Vinny, your connection is wonderful with the landline. You want to stick around for another segment?
I'm with you guys.
Okay. We got to get some NFL in with Vinny as well. So Vinny Maliulo, the Hall of Famer there at the South Point, is going to continue with us right here on the Lombardi line. We also have a Big Ten showdown, Michael Lombardi, Penn State and Purdue. I want to discuss that matchup coming back.
A lot of love for Penn State. A lot of love for Penn State, Patrick.
Shouldn't be. I think it's going to be a down year for Penn State this year.
I do,
and
too.
12 I think they're 12, laying
the,
too much.
12-12 the last two years, Patrick.
You nailed it. And by the way, they started 5-0 last year, finished 7-6. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Franklin, we're back with Mr. Lombardi and Maliulo next here on the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, Brent, thank you. It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, and right now you can refer a friend, and you both get $50. That's a great deal. Go to BetMGM.com or download the BetMGM app. Remember, it's easy to find when you go to BetMGM.com. You can refer a friend, and then you get $50. He or she gets $50. The king of sportsbooks. Got to be 21 years or older, and if you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. Michael Lombardi there. I'm Patrick Maher here. Vinny Maliulo joins us, of course, the bookmaker that just got inducted into the Hall of Fame from the South Point. And fellas, this is a game I'm fascinated. Michael, I can't wait to get your take on Penn State-Purdue because Penn State's laying 3.5 on the road. And Vinny will tell you about the line movement. I don't get this. That was a 7-6 team last year for Penn State. Purdue had a great year, beat Tennessee in the bowl game. They've got Aiden O'Connell, much better quarterback than Sean Clifford, who's back, by the way. He's going to be a fourth-year starter. Expectations for Penn State, you mentioned high. I mean, they lost a bunch of pieces on that front seven. So did the offensive line. Dotson got drafted in the first round by the Commanders. Like, I don't see it, Michael. I'll start with you. I don't see it on this Penn State team this year.
Yeah, there is so much optimism about Penn State. And, you know, I think when you break it down, it really comes down to Clifford. I mean, are you sold that he can lead them and play well enough in their offense? And I'm not. Now, they made a change on defense, right? So the defensive coordinator, he left to become the head coach of Virginia Tech. So Manny Diaz comes in to run the defense. But, you know, so there's going to be that change there. And then how are they going to handle the offense? I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces here. I think Purdue is one of the sleeper teams in the Big Ten. And it starts with Brohm, the really good quarterback coach, and it leads you to Aiden O'Connell. You know, and we talk about, and they went out there and they were able to get, they got two senior transfers at receiver, a kid named Charlie Jones and Tyron Tracy. And, you know, they've got an offensive line that has played with them and played together for them. And defensively, they've never been great, but they bring everybody back. So I don't know. I don't understand the line movement in this and the shift. Vinny, you explain.
Well, it's all good points, guys, so what you're talking about here. And I got to tell you, you know, and I'll tie something into our previous segment. Don't be surprised. I think we're kind of anticipating on our side of the counter that Pitt may be a bit underrated right now. They'll probably garner an adjustment stronger in the power rating. I think Penn State may be a bit overrated. It wouldn't surprise me. That said, in terms of this number at 3.5, and we opened these numbers back on May 27th. When you think about it, you know, there's been quite a bit of line movement up and down the board for this week. This is one of the few games, and it's the only game today, that has not moved. There's two-way action at this 3.5. We have not gotten off 3.5. Now, I'm not saying that between now and 5 o'clock Pacific that we won't see some line movement, but it's not going to be as much. I don't see it as much as in the Pitt-West Virginia game. But this number has stayed at 3.5 since we put it up over 3 months ago. The total has ticked up. The total has ticked down a point and a half from 54.5 to now 53. But solid two-way action so far. Could that change? Yeah. But if it does, you know, only a half point. It's not going to be a drastic line move in this game.
Michael, if I'm wrong, that's fine, but I don't understand the 3.5. I don't understand the hook on Penn State.
Especially on the road. You know, that hook to me on the road. Yeah, I think to me, look, I'm not saying West Lafayette's not a hard place to play. It is, right? I mean, it's a challenge. But I think when you look at this game, I think, you know, with the quarterbacking and the offense, look, Brohm's a really good coach. Brohm probably, you know, we know this. Brohm had the Louisville job. He chose to stay at Purdue over Louisville. So, you know, I think it's going to come down to how well he plays defense and how well Brohm manages the game. And can Clifford raise his level of play? I just have not seen Clifford play to the level that I think people feel like they talk about him playing.
I know Brohm and O'Connell lost their top three pass catchers, including David Bell, but you mentioned the transfers that come in. One thing Brohm can do is dial up an offense. They're going to score. Aiden O'Connell wasn't good last year. He was great. And again, what I look to as far as Penn State, that 5-0 start last year, a lot of it was caused by their front seven causing havoc. They lost a bunch of players in that front seven on defense. I just don't see the expectations being, as you mentioned, so sky high. I don't see Penn State meeting them. Okay. Before we say goodbye to Vinny, let's ask him about Denver. We just talked to open the show, the big mega deal for Russell Wilson there, Vin. What's the action been like behind the book on the Broncos so far?
Yeah, and again, these numbers have been up even longer, right? So for 4 months, we typically do put up the NFL farther in advance. It's been all about Denver. I mean, you're starting to see some 6.5s out there. We opened this number at 4.5. We're up to 6. We'll probably get through 6 here. And again, you mentioned the deal that he signed. Oh, a little, you know, and there's no coincidence that he's playing his former team here on the first Monday night game. selfishly a little disappointed that there's not a doubleheader this year on the first Monday night, but we'll take it as it is. And again, so far, it's all about the Broncos getting their support on the road. Again, 4.5 on the opener at South Point, up to 6, and you're starting to see some 6.5s out there. So we're gonna wind up needing the Seahawks in this game, and I think it's not just about Russell Wilson either, though. Let's face it, guys. The Broncos have they're a solid team, and they're in the best division from top to bottom. That AFC West is going to be a very exciting division to watch. Remember, we always power rate teams individually, but also you rate divisions, and this AFC West is the strongest one going into the season.
No doubt. Vinny, I have two questions for you. I look at my board, which is a little different than the South Point, it kind of covers other books, but there's two games that jump out as heavily bet games. Indianapolis-Houston, the line is 8. And Baltimore, the Jets, which is continues. It's almost as close in the betting tickets as the Buffalo-Ram game, which happens a week from tonight. That line is somewhere between 6.5 and 7. Where do you think the Baltimore Jet line will close at the South Point, and the same thing with the Indianapolis-Houston?
Well, I think when you look at it, Michael, and both games are early games, right? 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. So, again, the Jets was also an adjustment, too, that number going up to 7 because it originally opened at 5. And they believe me, they bet it. They laid the 5, they laid the 6, but with the injury to Wilson settling 7. Now it'll take a bit longer to get off of that 7, which is a key number in that game compared to the Colts game, which, again, you meant we're at 8. It's pretty solid 8 everywhere. That game has not moved. I'll tell you this. The public in particular is going to bet the Ravens. The Ravens are going to get teased down. So the Ravens will get teased down to one or pick them. That's going to be one of the early teaser games for sure. In terms of the Colts, they'll get teased down as well, and everybody's going to be in love with the Colts. Colts are getting a lot of support. So are the Bills in terms of the futures, but the Colts are getting support too. People like what the Colts have done in the offseason, particularly with Ryan now under center. I would say that the likelihood of this game getting off 8 is going to, and it's no magic, it'll come off 8 more quickly than the Ravens off of 7 simply because of that key number.
Okay, that's our deep dive with Hall of Famer Vinny Maliulo. Of course, VSiN has a team of experts, none better than Vinny Maliulo, the Hall of Fame bookmaker. Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Vinny. Have a great day. Have a hot dog on me, Vinny.
You got put it on your tab. Always be good to be with you guys.
Your next seminal birthday.
Hold on.
I was just going to tell you, your next big time birthday, I'm going to tell you in advance. And Millie, if you're paying attention, I'm going to ship you a hot dog cart. You're getting a hot dog cart. You need one. You got to round out that outside space.
I know what I need is I need to walk the beach and sell the hot dogs as you go along. You know, I mean, there's more traffic down there. Get a workout sell hot dogs.
Hold on a second. Let's just be clear. You're telling me you want a hot dog cart because you want to become a hot dog salesman?
Well, I mean, what's the sense of having a cart if you're not going to sell them? I mean, I can't eat all those dogs. I'll be, you know, I'm getting old. I mean, I'll have all sorts of artery blockage if I do that. That'd be bad, you know?
So hold on a second. Super Bowl champ, esteemed author, podcast host, you've got your own TV show, you've got a wonderful family, and just to top it off, you want to add hot dog salesman to your resume.
Well, I mean, okay, it's a Michael Lombardi. To, you know, a little extra income coming in, never hurts, you know? You can be busy with it. I love it.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Mike Palm joining us to talk about the circuit contests, which are awesome. Also, we're going to talk about the Jimmy G mess with Tim Kawakami. He does a great job covering the 49ers for years and years. But when we come back, there is a guy getting silly, and the market is getting silly when it comes to one team. And I'll give you a hint. The team has fins, and the starting quarterback rhymes with hoo-ah. When we come back, you're going to be blown away by the bets being placed right now in the market on the Miami Dolphins. That's coming up next right here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. Of course, this is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. If you missed anything, go to @VSiN Live, VSiN.com.